X 版英语综合技能测试，七年级下。
Unit 1, Lesson 1, Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. It's hot and sunny today. The highest temperature will be over 30.
2. It's cold and snowy. The lowest temperature is below 0.
3. It's warm and cloudy today. It's very comfortable.
4. It's cold and rainy. The highest temperature is 0 degrees Celsius.
5. It's cold and windy. The wind is blowing his hat off. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. Where did you go during your winter holidays, Daniel?
Britain. It was a study trip. We attended lessons on weekdays and went sightseeing at weekends.
Question. What did Daniel usually do at weekends in Britain? 2. Where have you been recently, Tom?
I have been to Japan.
What was the temperature there?
It was between 13 and 26.
Question. What was the highest temperature in Japan then?
3. Look at the heavy rain. Anna, you can't climb the mountain today, I'm afraid.
I think I'll stay at home and do some reading.
Question. What did Anna plan to do at first?
4. Have you listened to today's weather report for Beijing?
It's sunny, but foggy in the morning. In the afternoon, it'll be fine. And tomorrow, it'll be cloudy and wet.
Question. How will the weather be in Beijing tomorrow? 5. Where are your parents, Tom?
They went to Canada 2 weeks ago. Now, they've gone to America, and they will come back to Shanghai next week.
Question. Where are Tom's parents now? 6. Look, rainy again.
The radio says we'll have another rain tonight.
Question. How did the boy know the weather?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
I went sightseeing in Kunming last summer. The weather there was beautiful. It was sunny all the time. The highest temperature was 28 degrees Celsius, and the lowest temperature was 20 degrees Celsius. I visited the Stone Forest, Dianchi Lake,and many other places of interest. I had a wonderful time there. 4. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子。
Good morning. Here's the weather report for some big cities across the world. Beijing is cloudy. The highest temperature will be 4. There'll be beautiful sunshine in the daytime.But the lowest temperature tonight will be minus 5. London will be rainy, with a high of 3 and a low of minus 1. In Ottawa, it will be sunny. The temperature will be minus 15 to minus 9 degrees. Light snow is forecast for New York. The temperature will be minus 2 with a low of minus 7 degrees.That's the weather report for today. Thanks for listening.
Unit 1, Lesson 2, Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. Many people are planting trees in our housing estate.
2. It's cold and rainy. People wear warm clothes and carry umbrellas.
3. The wind is blowing hard. You have to hold your hat tightly.
4. It's cold and snowy. Some children are skiing happily. Others are making snowmen.
5. It's sunny and warm. Some children are playing in the country park. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. I like spring better than any other season. It's neither hot nor cold.
So do I. It's a good time for outdoor activities.
Question: What are they talking about? 2. What do you usually wear in spring?
I usually wear jackets and trousers. I don't wear shorts in spring.
Question: What does the boy wear in spring? 3. Look at the snow.
How beautiful. It snowed heavily last night.
How about going out and making a snowman?
That's great. Let's go.
Question: What are they going to do? 4. What are you reading now, Jack?
I am reading a detective story. I like it very much.
But I am interested in love stories.
Question: What is the boy reading? 5. What's your favorite activity for summer, Jenny?
Swimming and indoor activities. What about you, Dick?
Mine is sightseeing.
Question: What's Dick's favorite activity for summer?
6. How was the weather in London during your stay there?
It was warm and nice. The temperature was between 18 and 25 degrees Celsius.
Question: What was the highest temperature during her stay in London? 3. Listen to the dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的对话内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Where were you last winter, Jim?
I was in Geneva. I was there the whole year.
Was it cold in Geneva?
It was very cold last winter, and February was much colder than January.
What about the other seasons?
The other seasons were all right. The most beautiful season was autumn. The days were clear and dry, and it was sunny and warm all the time. September and October were the nicest months, but November was terrible. We had a lot of rain.
What was last spring like?
March was cold. April was wet. May was nicer than March and April.
Was last summer very hot there?
No. Summertime in Geneva is always quite nice. It is very cool and dry. 4. Listen to the report and complete the sentences.
听报道，完成下列句子。
Linda is reporting for CCTV's Around the World show.
Thank you for joining CCTV's Around the World show. Today, we're in Australia. It's a beautiful, sunny day. There are many people here on holiday. Some are swimming in the sea. Others are lying on the beach. Look at this group of people playing beach volleyball. They look cool. I am surprised they can play in such hot weather. This is a very interesting place. The people are really relaxed.
Unit 1, Lesson 3, Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. We usually wear shirts in summer.
2. Two-thirds of the Earth's surface is water.
3. The Earth moves around the sun.
4. Girls often wear skirts and blouse in summer.
5. A scientist gave us a talk on space last Friday. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. Look, the moon is bigger than the stars.
No, the moon is much smaller than the stars. It looks bigger because it's closer to the Earth.
Question. Why does the moon look bigger than the stars? 2. How much of the world's surface is water?
More than 2/3.
That's correct. You've got 1 point.
Question. What are they probably doing?
3. How many students are there in your class, Dan?
There are 45. 3/5 of them have lunch at school.
Question. How many students have lunch at school in Dan's class? 4. How long does it take for the Earth to move around the sun?
About 365 days.
How about the Mars and Pluto?
It takes about 687 days for Mars and 248 days for Pluto to move around the sun.
Question. Which of the three planets takes the longest time to move around the sun? 5. I'm looking forward to Christmas holiday.
But it is still 2 months away.
Question. What month is it now? 6. Where have you been, Jerry?
I have been to my uncle's home. I'm going to the park this afternoon.
Question. Where is Jerry going this afternoon?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
It was winter, and the weather was very cold. The children came into the classroom with warm coats and hats and gloves. Last Tuesday, Miss Williams found 2 small gloves on the floor in the evening. In the morning, she said to the children, "Whose gloves are these?" But no one answered. Then she looked at Dick. "Haven't you got blue gloves, Dick?" she asked him. "Yes, miss," he answered. "But those aren't mine. I've lost mine." 4. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子。
The most popular month for people to visit this city is June. Many families have vacations during this time. The weather is also very nice in this part of the country. The fewest people visit the city in November. November is quite cool, so the beach is not a popular place to go. The ocean at this time of year can also be rough. The water is not good for swimming or boating. Usually in 1 year, about 600,000 people visit the city. The stores and businesses in the city count on these visitors to make money.
Unit 1. Lesson 1 to 3. A. Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. Our teacher has got a very good knowledge of geography.
2. It is autumn now. The wind is blowing the fallen leaves away.
3. I've been to Nanjing on a package tour. It was really hot there.
4. Are there 9 planets or 8 planets in our solar system?
5. In spring, you can hear birds singing and see blooming flowers. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。1.
Is this the first snow in your hometown?
Yes. Let's make a snowman and have fun.
Question. What season is it now? 2. Where have you been for your winter holidays?
I've been to Harbin for sightseeing.
I heard it was very cold there, wasn't it?
Yes. The temperature was between -6 Celsius and 13 Celsius.
Question. What was the lowest temperature in Harbin? 3. Where are your parents?
They've gone to Nanjing on a package tour. They will go to Hangzhou and Wuxi the day after tomorrow. They'll return to Shanghai next weekend.
Question. Where are the boys' parents now? 4. Tom, what are you going to do this coming winter holiday?
I'm going on a package tour to Dalian.
How will you travel?
We'll take a ship to Dalian and come back by train. And we'll travel by sightseeing bus around the city.
Question. How will Tom return from Dalian? 5. Is the life in space different?
Quite different. The life there is hard to imagine. To put on a spacesuit takes 15 minutes with the help of others. Sleeping in space is not easy either. Astronauts have to sleep in a special sleeping bag on the wall.
Question. Where does an astronaut sleep when in space? 6. Ben, how many students are there in your class?
There are 18.
Are they all from foreign countries?
1/3 of them are Chinese. The others are all foreigners.
Question. How many foreign students are there in Ben's class?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
I joined the school visit to the Space Museum last Friday. The visit started at 10 o'clock in the morning. First, we watched a slideshow about the solar system. Then we answered questions on some quiz cards. Finally, we played a computer game. We planned for a journey into space on a computer program. I enjoyed the computer program most. I would recommend this visit to my friends. 4. Listen to the dialogue and complete the sentences.
听对话，完成下列句子。
How was your Christmas holiday? Where have you been, Jasmine?
I've been to Australia on a package tour. I really had a wonderful time. The weather in Australia was so comfortable that I didn't even want to come back. It was warm and sunny all the time. We went to the beach, made sandcastles, went surfing, and swam in the sea. We needn't wear overcoats, scarves, and gloves. We only wore T-shirts, shorts, and sandals.
Sounds exciting. By the way, how much did the trip cost?
12,000 yuan RMB.
It's reasonable. I'll go there next Christmas holiday, too. Unit 1. Lesson 1 to 3. B. Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. It's very hot and sunny today. The highest temperature is 34 degrees Celsius.
2. About 1/3 of the world's land surface is desert.
3. Anna and her cousins are having a barbecue on the beach.
4. Some children are skateboarding. Others are playing in the park.
5. The wind is blowing. It's getting colder and colder. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. Tomorrow is tree planting day. We will go to plant trees on the mountain.
That's great.
Question, what season is it? 2. Have you listened to the weather report?
Yes. The weatherman says it will be fine and hot.
What about tomorrow?
No difference.
Question, what will the weather be like tomorrow? 3. Where are you going this summer holiday?
I'm not going on a trip to Sydney. Instead, I'm going on a package tour to London.
Question, where's the boy going this summer holiday? 4. What's the temperature today?
It's between 18 and 26 degrees Celsius.
Question, what's the lowest temperature today? 5. How many of you will go to Yingfa Home for the Aged this weekend?
15 of us. That means one-third of the students in our class will go there.
Question, how many students are there in the class? 6. Jerry, long time no see. Where have you been?
I've been to London and stayed there for a year.
When did you come back?
2 months ago.
Question, how long has Jerry been back?
3. Listen to the letter and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的信件内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Dear Mary, thank you for your letter. I've been here more than a month. Now let me tell you something interesting about Tokyo. I enjoy visiting all places of interest here very much, but it is difficult for me to find my way around the city. In Tokyo, only the important streets have names, and houses are numbered. For example,When the first house was built in a place, it was number 1, and the second was number 2. Sometimes, the second house may be over a kilometer away from the first house. Most of the people here are happy to tell other people ways. One man even drew a map for me when I asked him the way to the station. How strange it is!I'll show you the photos about my visit to the city later. Please write to me soon. Yours, Julie.
4. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子。
Hey, look at these summer clothes. Everybody is getting ready for summer. These purple dresses are pretty, but I believeThose green ones will be more comfortable because they are cotton. I'll take a green dress. Oh, these brown shoes look nice too. They are very expensive because they are leather. I think they are the most expensive shoes in this shop. I'll take those black ones instead. They are cheaper, though they're made of the same material.As the brown ones. Now they cost $96 in all.
Unit 2, Lesson 1, Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. John studied all day, and he had a bad headache.
2.There is something wrong with Jack's stomach.
3. Linda had got a sore throat. She'd better take some medicine.
4. Mary's tooth hurts a lot. She eats too much sweet food.
5. Mom took her temperature just now. She has got a fever. 2. Listen to the dialogue.And choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. Mom, John and I are going to take a trip.
A trip? That's wonderful. Are you taking a holiday?
No, an American school has invited the prize winners to the United States.
Really? Is it expensive?
Yes, but we don't have to pay.
Question. Who will probably pay for the trip?
2. Mary, what do your parents do?
My father is a fireman, and my mother is a driver. What about your parents, Tom?
My father is an engineer, and my mother is a teacher.
Question. What does Mary's father do?
3. Let's hurry, or we'll be late for the night film.
What time is it now?
It's 7:50. There are 30 minutes left.
Okay. Let's take a bus, and we will get there at 8:10.
Question. When does the film begin? 4. I felt sick this morning, and I've got a headache.
Open your mouth and say, ah. I'm afraid you have the flu.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place?
5. Your new teacher sounds really interesting.
Yes, she's lived in lots of different countries and travels a lot too. She spent the whole of last summer traveling around Australia, and next summer she's going to South America.
Question. Where did the teacher spend last summer? 6. Mike, it's time to have breakfast.
Mom, I have had it already.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
In the doctor's waiting room, the patients are sitting quietly on the chairs, waiting for their turns. Billy, a schoolboy, was sitting there too. They all looked very sad, but Billy didn't. He was reading an interesting story in a magazine. When it was Billy's turn, he went into the doctor's room. He was made to lie down on a bed before he could say a word. Now, let me listen to your heart. Billy tried to speak, but the doctor told him not to say anything. I'll take your temperature. Billy tried to sit up, but the doctor stopped him. Now, open your mouth. Good. After a moment, the doctor said, Well, my boy, you haven't got a fever. It's nothing serious. In fact, there's nothing wrong with you. I know there isn't, said the boy. I just came to get some medicine for my father. 4. Listen to the dialogue and complete the sentences.
听对话，完成下列句子。Today is Monday. Linda is ill. She is absent from school. Jack goes to her home to visit her.
Hi, Linda. What's wrong with you?
I've got a bad headache and coughed all day long.
How long have you been like this?
Since Saturday morning.
Have you had a fever?
Yes, it was 38.5 degrees Celsius yesterday morning, so I went to see the doctor. He said, I've just got a bad cold.
What else did the doctor say?
He told me to take the medicine on time, take a good rest, and stay home for 3 days. By the way, what lessons did you have this morning?
Don't worry about your lessons. I'll help you. Take the doctor's advice and have a good rest. I hope you'll get well soon.
Thank you.